What is he doing?
Well, today I'm going to record some voice roles for two projects. One is some cat voices for a video game. I forget what the video game's called.
You and Rich always do cat voices for things.
I know.
Neither of you like cats.
I don't know why. It's just a weird coincidence.
Okay, so you saw through our phony trick, but we're mugging you anyway.
Hand over your wallet, you fudge eater.
Meow.
And then I'm also playing a character in an episode of Cyanide and Happiness cartoon show. I'll be recording these voices in the official Red Letter Media recording booth built by Sir Rich Evans. Plexiglass window to look out of so you don't feel like you're in a coffin. Motion activated light turns on.
What is this, the future?
So you don't have to even flip a switch, and there's a built-in power supply right here. There's a microphone stand. And these new mics, by the way, Jay, are great. So there's a little shelf here for everything, and then I suppose this is sort of oddly designed because it's two people could fit this way.
Yeah.
So I guess you can kind of maybe move the mic a little, and two people can be into this booth.
It'd be rare we would need to record like that anyway.
It would be. That's what I'm doing today. It's a Monday. It's in the middle of the day. I have nothing else to work on, so I'm doing some voiceover roles to fill the lonely, lonely hours of my day. What does a cat purr sound like?
Oh, I can't do a cat purr. That's not bad. Kind of like that. Yeah.
I don't own any of those filthy animals.
And here we are in the famous, world-famous Red Letter Media Lounge. We've had this Hollywood Cop poster for a long time, but it used to be kind of in the best of the worst screening room. We moved it down here. Wow, someone sent us this. Jason and Justine Bateman, and How Can I Tell If I'm Really in Love?
How can I tell if I'm really in love?
One day you'll meet someone and you'll feel a different feeling.
And then this beautiful painting of Cameron Mitchell and a tiny dog. But then we noticed something after these were framed. They were not framed by me and they were not framed by Mike. But there's a plastic protective covering. Yeah, who would do this? Who would just not take off the protective covering?
It's not like there was a rip that was started. I looked up and noticed with my keen eye that the colors looked a little desaturated or less vibrant than they should be.
Yes.
Someone frame this poster with the protective plastic coating still on the plexiglass, and I thought, who in their right mind would do such a thing or be so incredibly obtuse?
Why is this a two-person job?
Because there's two fucking
posters. Oh my god, so, okay.
This is the guy who hung up the posters with the plastic still on them.
Oh my god. Why are we doing this at the same time?
How can you tell if you're really in love?
I don't know, but I definitely know what hate feels like.
Hanging up posters is so nice. We done it twice.
We did a video, was that last year? Where we explained that we found old Dick the Birthday Boy photos from the famous Dick the Birthday Boy birthday. And then shortly after that, we had our friend Freddie Williams come into the town, and while he was here, we showed him the mysterious Dick the Birthday Boy extended family photos.
I can't believe this.
It's like when they discovered the Dead Sea Scrolls.
And we said, you can't take a photo of this. You can't do anything with this. This will never make its way onto the internet. And then when he got home, he sketched the photos by memory. I will neither confirm nor deny how accurate they are to the actual photos.
What? What?
I was gonna wait till you put the whole thing back together before you realize that it has two sides.
I'm almost sure I did at least one of the sides. I don't know.
Oh my god.
This is why Daddy's in charge.
Look at what you did to the poster, though.
Oh my! Watch out, don't knock over your...
Huh?
Oh, no!
You got it?
Yeah.
Good job, Rich.
So, yeah, we just keep filling the walls with framed things. These are the original, we did a video a few years ago, also with Freddie Williams, about a fake movie called Horse Ninja. These are Rich's original drawings for the Horse Ninja comic book. And then above that, we have a premiere trade screening ad for Nuki. Yeah, we're going to be hanging more stuff today. We're close to running out of room.
We have a Lens movie, Pact of Vengeance.
Signed by the late Leo Fong.
Yeah, signed by the late Leo Fong.
Hey, forget the sandwich.
Here's the problem. The frame does not have hardware to hang it, and I am a lazy son of a bitch who has never gotten hardware to hang it.
Do you need a ruler? Oh, you can use the tape measure.
Yeah.
Or I can do it. I'm more dexterous.
Oh, you know what? We gotta get some kind of... Okay.
Oh! I just broke it.
Ooh.
Poster is in pristine condition.
So is the frame.
Another job successfully completed.
Well, guys, here are two bins of all
115, 103 or something.
Yeah,
104.
Weird. Yeah, all the tapes.
I don't even remember anymore.
Been chopped up. It's a lot of actual videotape, but a lot of pieces of plastic, hard black plastic, and shreds of the tape itself.
Lord Jesus, help me.
And you wanted to save it all. Strangely.
Well, of course. It's the next phase of the Nuki chapter.
No one's really gone.
Well, what are we going to do with it? I wanted to create some kind of like...
The garbage dump?
No, we're going to create some kind of...
Some sort of piece of art.
Work of
something.
Art.
I had thought, because we have that giant VHS tape, I was thinking, make a mold of it, and then... Mix that with like epoxy resin or something. Like mix some epoxy with that mixed into it and then pour that into the mold.
We could do that.
That was my thought.
Well, should it be like the final result be like a large hardened black VHS tape?
We're making a silicone mold of this giant VHS tape, which I don't remember where. I think I got this on like Etsy or something. We were gonna incorporate it on the Best of the Worst set, and I think we did for like one episode, and that was it. Oh yeah. If it's a thin layer covering the whole thing, I can reinforce it with plaster too.
It's like a bit sheet cake.
But the question is, how do we melt it all down?
See, that's the thing.
How do we melt it all down without getting cancer?
I'm tabling the resin idea for right now. How do we liquefy it without burning?
I don't think you do.
I have no
what
idea.
About
acetone?
I think we would have to do an experiment because acetone, when we did the Star Wars toys in acetone.
Oh yeah, it melts like certain things.
Yes, the legs and the heads of the figures were different. No, I'm sorry. The chest.
It was like a harder plastic.
The chest was a weaker plastic.
Oh, is that what melted?
Yes. The legs The legs were a different kind of plastic, and the chest or the torso was a different. The torso is what melted, and the legs took longer to melt. So what was left in the mass of Star Wars toys was lots of legs and heads.
Well, what is the tape made out of? Is that a plastic? Will that melt in?
It's a plastic with magnetic metal elements on it, I think.
Yeah, the question is, I guess we would have to do a test of dropping some of that acetone and seeing what happens.
Yeah.
All right, this is attempt number 2. Our first one, we did the mold. It came out kind of thin because we ran out of silicone. So the mold was a little thin, and we mixed in, with the epoxy, we burnt some of the tapes, and we mixed in the ashes, which just turned the whole thing black, which makes it look more like an actual VHS tape, but it's not as visually appealing. And it got warped because the mold was so thin that it warped. So this is our second mold, thicker silicone mold.
Just got a shipment from Prop Store from the most recent auction, and I'm very excited to open it.
I'm just excited because this is the first really valuable thing we've got. It's Ellen Ripley's gun from Aliens.
Right.
We spent our entire savings on it.
The hero flamethrower from Aliens.
Yeah.
It cost us $49,000. And let's open this puppy up and see what we got. These packing peanuts were used in the movie Castaway with Tom Hanks. They were in some of the FedEx packages that washed ashore on the island. Can't wait to look at Ellen Ripley's gun from Aliens. The front. Oh my God! Oh boy.
Oh my God. Oh,
that's fucking coming off. Oh, help me. Oh, it's my baby bank.
Oh no, it's another baby bank.
We got him 2 baby banks.
They sent us the wrong thing.
Just let me die. Just let me die. They didn't disclose that his fucking neck was separated. Baby beak. Let's see what else we got in the box. Maybe this is Ellen Ripley's gun. Oh my God, this is the gun. This is Ellen Ripley's gun. What the fuck? Oh my God. Oh my God, it's another baby beak. What in the...
This was apparently jaundice.
No, I'm guessing this is a crawling baby bink. Look at the little legs. That's great. Look at that. That's the little legs. I'm baby bink. Oh! Oh, this is a quality prop right here. Look at that.
Extra, extra! Man goes to the plane! Extra, extra! Read all about
Now, this is one of the newspapers from The Rocketeer. I don't know if it's the Hero one that somebody picked up and looked at, or it could be the Hero one, who knows? I'm wondering what all the little articles are. Oh yeah, look at this. A few thousand more United States Marines landed in South Vietnam today.
Oh.
Military spokesman, President Johnson. So yeah, this chunk of text is from a different newspaper. And then this is just, yeah, interesting. So our next task that we've been meaning to work on for a while now is to fix our ailing gremlin. They have been mounted, they came this way, mounted on these wooden stakes that just have, here's his, if you'll see, it's just this. And over time, the weight from his torso and body have been pulling on his neck. Slowly over time separating his head from his neck. And I've seen pictures of other gremlins from Gremlins 2 that this has happened to.
Yeah.
It's just foam latex. And they were designed to work for, you know, a couple of weeks of shooting over 30 years ago, made of foam latex, which over time just dries out and kind of shrinks a little and becomes brittle. The paint also becomes brittle and starts flaking off. So
we've spent our day proving beyond a shadow of a doubt that we are completely incompetent.
Oh! I just broke it.
And now, after, you know, ruining our fixing jobs, we're going to try to repair a priceless movie prop from one of your all-time favorite movies.
We're going to do our best.
Huh?
Oh! How much experience do you have restoring movie props? How long have you been into prop restoration?
What time is it? Okay, here we go.
At this point, I'm not going to be surprised if Mike is bringing it back into the wood chipper.
Wish you get in front of me so I don't trip. I don't know why I'm walking backwards specifically, but okay.
Follow my voice. You're gonna run into. Like,
I'm gonna turn around now.
Yeah.
I think it's safe for you to walk forward.
Okay, I'm gonna walk forward.
Walking backwards this whole time.
I'm gonna walk forward now.
Okay.
You want to follow me that way, Jay?
We're carefully walking back to the operating table in the silliest way possible.
I would imagine that everyone at home watching this video is going to expect me to trip and fall and land on this gremlin, utterly destroying it.
I would not be shocked at this point.
Oh! Okay.
All right.
See? Now this way, I see the head being pulled at the neck right in the middle. Okay, so we gotta act quickly.
Why? Well, why can't we act slowly?
The head is being pulled back that way. What do you think we should do? Like the Star Trek big monster head?
Yeah.
There's a pull, and then there's a big ball. I was thinking the big, like a foam ball.
That'll just rip the head off. You need the ball, you need the support to be in his chest with also a secondary support holding the head up. So you need like a big ball in the chest with a separate thing coming out holding the head in place.
This pole isn't even gone through. Oh, there it goes. This
yeah. That's the problem.
That's what it's doing. It's pushing up into the
We needed to stop at the body.
Yeah.
I may have found the solution. Just me doing this with my hand.
The problem now is, because this is completely ripped apart, if it stays where it is now, that head is just going to start falling forward, and it's going to rip off that way.
Like this.
Now,
hold.
Yeah. In an ideal world, yes, but getting that inside there would destroy it. Look at what I'm doing with my hand. What are you thinking?
Thinking we build a new frame. Like, here, just take them down. Okay. We don't need them up there.
Well, I'm trying to mark the spot where my hand.
Like, roughly here.
Yeah.
So.
Well, not roughly.
We have a thicker base that's here with a pole coming out of it to go through it. So we just build something this tall that's fat.
Okay.
And then we'll mount something else in it.
You could do four pieces of 2x4. Boom, boom, boom. And yeah. I have an idea.
What?
It's so crazy, it just might work.
Okay.
Throw it in the trash.
I think the best solution is to you've had him laid down. We just keep him laid down in something.
We'll have a little gremlin coffin?
Glass? Yeah, like a little gremlin coffin.
Oh, we can make him a goddamn coffee table.
What?
We can make it into a coffee table.
Put him inside?
We put him inside with a plexiglass thing on top.
What are you, Ed Gein?
Damn!
I like it.
So, update. Rich is suggesting we embed the gremlin inside of a coffee table. I think he's looking for an example.
Yeah.
I don't know. So the idea then, obviously, he would be face up. I'm trying to see. We would have to put a little something right here.
Something like this.
Yeah.
So what, you have to buy a glass coffee table?
I mean, I think that's the best solution.
Okay.
That could be the best of the worst screening room coffee table.
Yeah.
So, we've added two videotapes behind his head, and it seems to be the perfect height because his head was pulling back if you just let it be, and then his neck was splitting in the middle. So two VHS tape height of something soft, foam or something,
or two VHS tapes.
Although they are kind of hard, but oh well. We're gonna get Gremlins 1 and Gremlins 2 on VHS and put them under his head. But so the idea then is. To get a coffee table
that's big, tall.
Certain dimensions, that's glass top, preferably black underneath, so we don't see all the flakes that will inevitably fall off him. And also, we could also, if we get other prop tchotchkes, put them all around him.
Yeah.
So,
I think standing him upright is out of the question.
Yeah, we could surround him with like Gremlins. Merchandise or prop, even props or.
Yeah, we have like the little gremlin ball and those other arms. Yeah,
anything gremlins goes in the gremlin coffee table. If you order it, have to order it online, do that. Uh-huh. You know, I'm happy about the solution. Mm-hmm. I loved having the three gremlins on their stands. It looks so nice, but.
You'll have to get another sturdier gremlin, Mike.
I know.
I think that's the only solution.
Or some other thing to put on a stand next to the gremlin, but I'm okay with him lying in. And a glass coffee table because it will preserve him longer.